From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Now and then, a biologist reports the discovery of a new species of plant or fish. It's not often, though, that someone discovers a new animal as tall as a giraffe. Today, scientists announced the discovery of something that even seasoned biologists say is truly bizarre, a squid that grows to more than 20 feet and lives more than half a mile deep. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Biologist Michael Vecchio knows his squid, but sometimes they're hard to track down.
Let's find catalog number 885786.
Vecchio is in the cephalopod room, deep within the Smithsonian's Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. He's picking through rows of glass jars, each containing a pickled squid or a ropey-looking octopus. The story of the new squid started here.
I found it. That's it. There's the animal right there. It's called a big fin.
This big fin is only about the size of a mushroom. Scientists found it in the Pacific in 1995. No one had seen one before. Experts thought it was a baby squid of some kind. They gave it a scientific name and stuck it in a jar of alcohol. For years, Vecchio wondered what the adult must look like. Then one day, he got a phone call from a woman in Louisiana.
Her boyfriend was out on an oil exploration ship and just happened to be in the operating shack when they were driving a remote-controlled submarine really deep in the Gulf of Mexico, and the submarine came across this squid.
The oil worker made a video and gave it to his girlfriend, and she gave it to Vecchio, who now puts it in the video player in his Smithsonian office. The squid that swims into view is no mushroom.
The arms are really, really long. On this animal, the estimate was that it was over 20 feet long. Much, much longer than anything we've ever seen before. They also are held in a strange way. They have almost an elbow in each of the arms. There's a bend fairly close to the body, and then the really long spaghetti-like projections coming off of that.
Picture a daddy long legs. Small body. 10 long, skinny legs that stick out horizontally from the body, then bend straight down. Picture it as tall as a house. It was utterly new to scientists.
I suspect that these arms are used very similarly to a spider web.
Vecchio found another video of one of these squid that suggests the spider web idea. The video shows a collision between a submersible and the squid.
This particular animal happened to brush up against the submarine, and the arms got stuck to it. And the animal seemed to have trouble letting go. So I think that the arms are very sticky, and what it's doing is it's letting them hang down in the water underneath it and waiting for small crustaceans to bump into the arms and stick to them, sort of like insects sticking to a spider's web.
Vecchio tracked down 8 videos of the creature, all from deep water subs in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans, and the Gulf of Mexico. They'd been filed away and never reported to squid experts. The videos show a ghostly white animal against a deep blue background. It moves fast, but not by jetting water through its body like a normal squid. Instead, it has wings.
They're enormous.
Deep sea biologist Bruce Robeson.
And obviously, from the video footage I've seen, they're very effective at moving the animal around, either rapidly or very delicately to help it to hover and maintain position.
The wings are fins that undulate like a manta ray's wings. Robeson, who works at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California, says the deep sea is a grab bag of undiscovered creatures.
As you go deeper, often some of these ordinary kinds of animals can be transformed into different kinds of critters that are a bit more exciting than their shallow brethren.
The sightings in so many places encouraged Vecchio, who works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to describe the new animal in this week's issue of Science magazine. It's not the giant squid that's already known from the deep sea. Vecchio believes it's probably Big Fin, the grown-up version of that tiny creature in the jar next to his office. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.